What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Stoner Vibes, where we're sending out Stoner Vibes to everybody out there listening. Do not hesitate to call in with your questions, weed-related, non-weed-related. It does not matter because we are here for everybody. So today, welcome back, you guys. I am actually smoking on some of my personal stash that I bought off a friend. I'm not really sure of the strain. I just know it's a heavy indica high, and it's like it has purple in it. It's just amazing, and I'm definitely going to buy from him again. But other than that, I actually want to start off the episode by just making a little announcement. I know I haven't been numbering my episodes, but I'm going to start numbering my episodes. I just feel like it would be a little bit easier to keep track of them that way. So I'm just going to start numbering my episodes just so you know. And this is going to be the first episode. So episode number one starts today. And today we want to start off with actually a little bit of a new information for you guys. A new perspective, I guess you could say. I don't know if you could say perspective. Whatever. Thing is, we're going to get into this. I'm actually going to read to you guys a new strain every single episode. And today's strain is actually coming from Leafly.com. It's going to be Lowrider. It is a hybrid. This is a hybrid. It's more of a sativa dominant hybrid. It's actually going to be more of a cerebral high, but it's going to be one of those strains that are going to kind of creep up on you. You're not going to feel it all at once. You're going to be smoking. And I've had this happen to me before. You're going to be smoking, and then you're going to be chilling with your friends or whoever you're with. If you're smoking by yourself, you're going to be in the middle of a thought, and then you're going to notice, oh shit, I'm high as fuck. So that's probably what's going to happen. You're going to get a cerebral high. It has a mild, earthy aroma, it's more of a relaxed high, euphoric. You know, it makes you a little bit happy. I really would want to try this strain. It sounds really good. But as for growing this strain, this is actually a good strain for people that don't have too much space. The reason being is because this plant doesn't grow more than 16 inches tall. So it's apparently the cannabis equivalent of a bonsai. So if you want to, you know, grow discreetly, I suggest this. And this Lowrider is actually a plant that could survive in harsh, like colder climates. So it's actually a popular strain in like northern regions like Canada. But if you guys want to grow this, it's maybe like 7 to 9 weeks for flowering. I know there's other information about it, and you guys can go on Leafly.com, but I just kind of want to introduce a new strain to you guys, you know, kind of like summarize what Leafly says. And if you guys are a little bit more interested, then you guys could go on Leafly yourselves and actually look into it. Maybe look into other strains. Maybe you'll read a strain that I'll say in later in the future. But yeah, I just wanted to give you guys a little bit more of an educational side to it. That way you guys know more strains and are open to trying more strains when you guys go to your dispensaries. If you guys are in legal states, if you're not, then I mean, you can't really decide what you get. But always, if you can't decide, always try to, you know, get things that you know, that you're familiar with. And but if you do want to try something new, it's always good to try something new. I'm down to try new stuff. But I mean, right now, like I said, I have my friends I picked up from my friend yesterday. And this weed is fucking good. I just don't know what it is. I'm going to ask him. See, maybe he knows what strain it is. Maybe his grower knows what strain it is. But if you can know what your strain is, it's always best to know. That way, if you guys want to get it again, you guys can, you know? Because you don't want to just smoke something one time and you're like, damn, that was fucking good. And then you want to smoke it again and you just don't know what it is. You know, you don't know. So you're not going to be able to get that strain back. And I don't know if that'll bother you or not, but that would bother me. I know it's happened to me before. I've had a couple joints that I'm like, what the fuck is in here? Like this is good stuff, and I just don't know what it is because it's just a joint that either it was pre-rolled and I picked up at a dispensary, or they just gave it to me as an extra, you know, as a little free gift. Because they do that, they give like some pre-rolls. Some of them are nasty. I don't know what you guys think. I think the pre-rolls that they give at dispensaries are kind of, you know, they're low, they're not top shelf, you know. They're the lowest. They're just shake. It's just shake. It's not good shake either. So I don't know. I don't really fuck with those. I'd rather take the dab. Or now I've been seeing a lot of dispensaries give out edibles, which I mean, I'm down for edibles, but I don't really use it. I don't really do edibles that much. I'm more of a flower guy, so yeah. But just wanted to say what's up before I go into work in a couple maybe like half an hour or so. But you know, hope you guys stay lifted. Hope you guys smoked with me as you listened. If you didn't, that's cool. If you did, well, I mean, you're way cooler, just like Wiz Khalifa would say. But yeah, I hope you guys had a good day, and I hope you guys have a good day tomorrow. You guys will hear from me maybe tomorrow again at 8 in the morning. If not, then I will speak to you guys when I speak to you guys. But yes, this is going to be episode number 1, and I'm going to keep on adding to it until I make episode number 2. So we'll see. It's episode 1 is going to be several segments into one. So that'll be one whole episode. Then the next episode will include other tons of stuff that I'm going to come up with soon. So I hope you guys stay lifted. Like I said, thank you guys for tuning in. And don't forget to favorite the station if you guys like it. If you guys don't, then that's fine, cool. I'm not gonna cry over spilt milk. But hope you guys have a good one. Peace.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Stoner Vibes, where we're sending out Stoner Vibes to everybody out there listening. Do not hesitate to call in with your questions, weed-related, non-weed-related. It does not matter, because we are here for everybody. So today, I'm actually going to talk about something that I was just literally thinking about right now. It just came into my mind, and I didn't want it to just disappear and never talk to anybody about it. But I wanted to talk about something that came into my mind as I was listening to a song. And this song in particular is called I'm Not Racist by Joyner Lucas. This song talks about, you know, racism in America, specifically in America with the Trump administration. Ever since the Trump administration has been in office, the things that have happened, you know. But basically, it talks about Trump. In the video, the guy that one of the people in the video is wearing like a Make America Great hat, the red one that Donald Trump wears, and it's like, it's a very powerful song, and I was just thinking how music can literally make you feel a certain way. I know that's something that we experience daily, but I don't think we actually like think about it deeply, like deep into thought about the way music can make us feel a certain way, make us feel something. How sounds and all that stuff, like, because music is basically just, it's just a bunch of sound, you know. It's like, I don't know. I might be a little bit lifted right now, but it was just a moment of realization. I'm like, dang, like, we are really, music is part of the human experience. It's like, it's, I want to say it's a part of us. That's what I want to say. Music is a part of us, no doubt. And it's just amazing how it just interacts with us in a way where it makes us feel a certain way. It could make us feel happy. It could change our mood depending on what you're listening to. Like, if you're listening to an upbeat song, you're probably gonna feel more upbeat than you did a few seconds before listening to that song. Or even the song before, maybe the song before was a little bit about love and sadness and breakage, love, like, you know, breaking hearts and stuff like that, and you were feeling sad. And the next song is about partying and hanging out with your friends and like freaking smoking and stuff. You're gonna feel a little bit more happy. You're gonna forget about the song that had the song before, and now you're gonna focus on the good stuff, on the good vibes that song is giving you. It's just, I don't know, it's weird how it connects with us in that emotional level. But, you know, that's just something I thought I'd tune in real quick, see what you guys thought about that as well. I hope you guys are smoking when you guys are listening to this, because it'll probably make a little bit more sense if you do. Because if you're not, you're probably like, what the hell is this dude thinking? But if you were a little bit, you know, a little bit faded, you'd be in my mindset, a little bit closer to my mindset, and a little bit closer to understanding what I am trying to say. But anyways, I hope you guys are having a good day. I hope you guys have a good day today, and you guys just go out there and do something productive and positive for you. And if you don't, that's cool. We got tomorrow. But, you know, okay. I hope you guys have a good one. You guys are the best.